On the phone now with us to check the futures markets from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, is Kurt Kimmel. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, when we saw the numbers come out from USDA, it was not that big a deal. The wheat numbers said, we didn't change anything. And then in the soybeans, they managed to lower things, and we dropped to, 5 million bushels out of the ending stocks for the year and finished up at 145, still a tight supply. And in the corn, they dropped 25 million bushels, and now we're at an ending stocks of 1.456 billion bushels. Didn't change much, but in Chicago, they must have looked somewhere else for brand new news.
Well, yeah, they, numbers within expectations, no shocker. What's a million here or a million there, for say. So we'll see how things go on. But they were, looking at the big move up here as the market was overbought. It takes, a lot of bullish news to keep the bull. You got to feed the bull every day. And so kind of ran out of so-called bullish news for now. China's probably, the front and center. We saw, some shuffling around of some bean purchases last Friday. Then their economic data kind of flat here. Still positive, but we're taking a step back on the growth sector. Talk of Chinese steel futures hitting some record lows. So a little concern in China. Then, too, Canada's government stepped in and told the railroads, you're going to start shipping this stuff or you're going to start facing some fines. So, looking for a little bit more freer movement to our neighbors to the north here. All this coupled with the big up move we had, we're due for some type of correction here for a little bit.
Correction tells me that there's some move left to the upside. I take it you agree. You think that is actually the case?
Well, we'll see what develops here. For the move we've seen at this time of year and looking at the big fundamental picture, you have to watch it fairly close. I imagine we'll maybe be in a consolidation type of trading pattern here until we see what the March 31st reports show us. We're going to see a March stocks report. That's going to be a good fundamental benchmark to judge, how strong, what our usage is, and so forth. Then, too, the planning's intentions report to give the trading the idea of actual surveys taking place on what the intentions are of the producers on this upcoming 2014 crop.
Do you have any guesses for acreage?
Well, it's a good one to look at here when you compare where we were last fall and this winter and this spring, but we're still sticking with the idea bean acreage is going to be up around this 81 million acre level. If winter does not let up, it might inch a little higher than that due to the guys in the north not being able to get anhydrous on or get in time, but we still got some time on that. 81 million bean acres, and you put a 44 bushel yield on it, which is kind of high. You're going to look at close to 300 million bushel carry out, whereas the corn number probably around this 92, 93 million acre area. When you put a 163 yield on it, we're going to be close to about 1.9 billion bushels. But weather's going to dictate those numbers quite a bit in through here as the trade is anxious to see this forecast warm up.
You mentioned consolidation. Can you stay with me for just a second in the soybean market in specific? Because it was a pretty good drop, 38 and a quarter cents in the March. November, we're down 10 and three quarters. Both are still with inside last week's range, I think, on the weekly. So we still have some potential on the downside or support, I suppose, however you want to see that. Do you think these are levels that can be maintained in both the old and the new crop? And what really happened there today?
Oh, well, basically, fundamental news a little negative, and we start creeping below the previous day's low and saw some liquidation. I imagine tomorrow morning we'll see the open interest go down on today's trade. The May contract right around this 1402 area was near the low we had there last week. I think $14 needs to kind of hold here to keep the trend up for, say, in the old crop, new crop November. I would think right around this 11, uh, 1165, 1162 area is going to be kind of a key benchmark to walk here through. That's where some moving averages come up and comparable to last week's low, too. Failure to hold those areas, you're going to see the bean market probably start to see some weak knees in through here as it kind of violates those support levels.
You mentioned the problems that they're having with rail traffic in the northern part of the Midwest along the Canadian border. What kinds of difficulties does it create for corn, soybeans, wheat there? And what is basis level? What is the basis level for those products been doing? Do you know?
Well, it's been a major one front center. Of course, has been the oat market. Second has been the wheat. Then followed by corn and beans, not so much those individually, but, you know, the canola and canola oil, oilseed oil, and so forth, basically just destroyed the basis for the Canadian producer, just the fact they couldn't get it shipped out. They had enough inventory bought that they were just backloaded in here. So even though we saw a huge rally on the futures in here, the Canadian farmer did not enjoy spillover support. You know, that we saw here in the futures market here. So it's been a thorn in the side to them, and freeing up, getting that moved out is a big relief for the Canadian farmer if it does happen.
Yeah, if they get the rail cars and they manage to get this freed up, does that mean there will be a glut of grains and oil seeds that come on the marketplace? And is that a problem for basis in the rest of the United States?
I believe it's going to keep basis in check for the northern half of the U.S., you know, you're going to have grain move more freely. You know, as the lakes thawed here, you might see some pop-up demand here to later on this spring to ship some grain out at a lake region here. But I would imagine basis is about as firm as it's going to get, in that the next basis play would be later on this spring here once the producer gets in the field and his attention is towards corn and bean planting.
Kurt, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday afternoon to take a look at the marketplace.